This is Dave Simeone, and welcome to the Mix Zone. I'm the president of Soccer Development Strategies, a career-long soccer coach, coaching director, and educator. The Mix Zone is where we'll examine and take on current issues, dissect breaking news and trends related to soccer and other sports on the youth, college, and professional levels. You can be sure there won't be a shortage of opinion in any one of our segments here in the Mix Zone. The Mix Zone is the place that will surmise how the NCAA is going to allow intercollegiate athletes the opportunity to earn money from their likeness without intervening agents and even more lawyers. Why we need more men's soccer at the intercollegiate level and not less. Why athletic directors and university presidents have to do more to make the business and the economics of intercollegiate athletics work at every level rather than just fixing the budget by cutting programs. We also need to examine what Greg Berhalter is going to do with our U.S. men's national team to get them back into qualifying mode for the next World Cup in 22. How the U.S. Soccer Federation is approaching the disparity in compensation for the United States women's national team and where progress on that is. We'll talk about how Major League Soccer, MLS, went from a $5 million investment in 1996 to a $330 million fee in Charlotte recently in a single entity structure. And let's not forget, the $100 million sport engine of youth soccer in either a Southern California or a North Texas, and what the economics and business of all that has done to the sport in its entirety. I wonder if it's possible that there are any individuals who are happier, not sports fans, but are happier with the absence of sport during the recent times in the shutdown. As it all begins to reemerge, there's a whole contingent of folks who are anxious that the world void of balls, pucks, rackets, bats, or dunks will once again get filled with the likes of SportsCenter, The Rich Eisen Show, or Shaquille and Charles Barkley being separated by Kenny Smith on Inside the NBA. Let's not forget Barry Melrose opining the virtues of the NHL, or for our more internationally inclined folks, men in blazers from across the pond, along with the more astute and less sarcastic Robbie Earl, Robbie Musto with Kyle Martino in tow. One thing leads to another, but it means we're on our way back. On our way back from the wasteland of game reruns, cornhole becoming prime time. But from this abyss, from this void of live sport, we will always reference The Last Dance being our real refuge in those 10 episodes during the shutdown. What we've learned from this hiatus is we've invented new ways for families, friends, colleagues, buddies to uniquely interact. It hasn't worked all that well in isolation and on Zoom. On a larger scale, we miss communities, cities, regions, and even the country as a whole finding something, anything that can be the impetus for being over-enthusiastic, overjoyed, together, that's focused on sport. For instance, the old Chicago Bulls that we saw in The Last Dance, or the current version of NBA greatness with the Golden State Warriors. These are examples. What about collective misery? The Cleveland Browns, the Washington Nationals, perennial non-performers. Sunderland, in the English Premier League, probably a good candidate for the same category. The point is, joy or misery, agony or ecstasy, we attach ourselves to these moments and these experiences, and in some ways, in their own fashion, they're immortal. As much as sport, there's also within it an elevated amount of drama, gossip, innuendo, whether it's Deflategate or dirty recruiting and paying players illegally in the NCAA. Sport is making a comeback. It's going to happen. It's going to reemerge. And it's going to reemerge right where it left off as being the epicenter of our lives. In the Mix Zone, we're looking forward to the weeks and the months ahead and what we'll find here to talk about with all of it.